from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. No more details about the suspicious death on Algonquin Boulevard West Tuesday night, but investigators are looking for dash cam footage of the area. Specifically, Timmins police are looking for anything that was recorded between 8 o'clock Tuesday morning and 8 that night in the area of Algonquin between Preston and Ray Streets. As irrelevant as it might seem, police say it could be of investigative value. You can share yours on the link we have on MyTimmonsNow.com. A new partnership, the first of its kind in northeastern Ontario, allows Timmins and District Hospital patients to receive many services in their homes. They don't have to stay in the hospital or keep coming back. Hospital to Home is in conjunction with Bayshore Healthcare. Outpatient Rehab Program Manager Carla Delansky says it serves a 30-kilometer radius around Timmins. However, based on its expected success, that radius could be extended.
The services could include nursing, personal support, and rehabilitation professional services such as social work, occupational therapy, physiotherapy.
You can get those services for 16 weeks before they become the responsibility of Ontario Health at Home, the former home care. New Democrat incumbent Guy Bourgoin is returning to Queen's Park to represent Mushkegawak James Bay. The recount shows Bourgoin still ahead over second-place Conservative Dave Plourde, the mayor of Kapuskasing. After the February 27th election, the two were separated by 10 votes, and now it's believed to be 7. Our news department has reached out to Elections Ontario for official word. In Country 93.1 Sports, Iroquois Falls Storm beat the snowstorm. Now they hope to storm into the Jerry McCrory Rec Complex and storm out with a win over the Sudbury Cubs. The first round NOJHL playoff starts tonight at 7, with Game 2 in the best of 7 tomorrow night. The team from the Falls made it to the Nickel City before the snowstorm closed all the highways. Team owner Tom Nicolaus says that's one reason for yesterday's departure. The other was to allow players to rest and not go into the game with bus legs.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.